Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Jesus calls, and his call is at once obeyed. The response of Simon and Andrew and James and John is not a confession of faith in Jesus. That will come later. It is a simple act of obedience. It is an act of obedience which really doesn't seem to make any great sense. Why do they follow Jesus? There is nothing in the gospel to suggest that they knew him before. There is nothing to suggest that he coaxed or persuaded them. Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. This is his enigmatic invitation. The gospel does not say that Jesus called them, and when they saw the great things he was doing, then they followed him. Rather, he calls them, and they follow. Quite naturally, we ask ourselves, why did they follow Jesus? The only answer the gospel gives is they followed because Jesus called them. The cause of the immediate response is Jesus himself. It is Jesus who calls, and because it is Jesus, immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. They follow in obedience and in humility. Following means giving up control, giving up the right to decide where to go. Following means accepting a position of obedience and humility in relation to the one who is being followed. Following means leaving behind, letting go. Following means giving up. It means sacrifice. The first disciples give up the relative security of their lives as fishermen, not only a livelihood, but a way of life, with its rhythms and its companionship, its tales and its traditions, a familiar, even comfortable world. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. We are in the middle of the week of prayer for Christian unity. What does Christian unity consist in? What should it consist in? Does it consist in Christians uniting against some external foe? Does it consist in clever strategy, in negotiation and compromise, in the art of the deal? In an age characterized, perhaps as much as any other, by division, pride and hatred, Christian unity seems both urgent and remote. The only basis for Christian unity is in the unity that comes from following Christ, the Christ who is not divided.